Summer jobs. Listen to these teenagers talking about the work they will do this summer. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the sentences A to H with the speakers 1 to 5. There are two extra sentences that you do not need to use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers. Example.
Hi, I'm Frank. This summer I am going to work at my aunt and uncle's downtown restaurant waiting tables. It is near all the touristic sites and it is very popular, so it will be a great opportunity to meet people from around the world and hopefully practice my French and Spanish with some of them. Earning some extra money will be nice too. I hope to save enough to go to London next summer. There is the possibility I could get a job there.
Item 1.
Hello, my name's Elizabeth. For the second year in a row, I am working as a counsellor at a summer camp with elementary school kids. It's hard work. The kids are so energetic, but they are really funny too. Mostly, I play sports with the kids, and once a week we take them swimming. They love splashing in the water and chasing each other around the pool. But for us counsellors, it is most stressful part of the week. You have to be mature and pay close attention to children when they are in the water.
Item 2.
Hi, my name's Mary. I hope to study fashion at university. So this summer I'll fly to Italy, where I've got a part-time job at a small boutique near Via Tornabuoni in Florence. That's where all the high-end fashion designers have their shops. I am excited to get some experience working in this industry, even if this job isn't well paid. And who knows, maybe I'll even see someone famous shopping. That would be awesome. Much better than my last summer job selling ice cream at the seaside to little kids.
Item 3.
I'm Abdul. I want to learn more about sustainable agriculture, so instead of getting a pay job this summer, I am volunteering at an organic coffee farm in Brazil. It will be amazing living in another country and learning about the culture. I've even started learning a bit of Portuguese before I go. I think it will be a hard job, but I hope I'll have enough time and energy left after work to go out with the friends I make there and to go sightseeing. I think it will be a lot of fun.
Item 4.
Hi, I'm Fiona. I was really excited when I got this office job for the summer. I thought it would be a great way to learn about a big company. I am really enjoying the work I do, but the problem is with my co-workers. I am so much younger than everyone that works at the company. It is hard to make friends. People hardly talk to me unless they need my help, and they never invite me to do anything with them outside of work. I think it may have been more fun to work at a restaurant or a shop, but at least I'm getting paid well.
Item 5.
Hi, I'm Jason.
When I leave school, I want to be a lifeguard. So during my summer holidays, I volunteer as a surf lifesaver. I started when I was 15, so this will be my third summer. To qualify as a surf lifesaver, you have to learn rescue techniques, resuscitation and first aid. And of course, you have to be good at swimming and surfing. I really love this work. I don't care that I don't get paid for it. It's exciting, and you can really make a difference to people's lives. So that's pretty cool. Not many people my age can say that.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Example.
Hi, I'm Frank. This summer, I am going to work at my aunt and uncle's downtown restaurant waiting tables. It is near all the touristic sites and it is very popular, so it will be a great opportunity to meet people from around the world and hopefully practice my French and Spanish with some of them. Earning some extra money will be nice too. I hope to save enough to go to London next summer. There is the possibility I could get a job there.
Item 1.
Hello, my name's Elizabeth. For the second year in a row, I am working as a counsellor at a summer camp with elementary school kids. It's hard work. The kids are so energetic, but they are really funny too. Mostly, I play sports with the kids, and once a week we take them swimming. They love splashing in the water and chasing each other around the pool. But for us counsellors, it is the most stressful part of the week. You have to be mature and pay close attention to children when they are in the water.
Item 2.
Hi, my name's Mary. I hope to study fashion at university. So this summer I'll fly to Italy, where I've got a part-time job at a small boutique near Via Tornabuoni in Florence. That's where all the high-end fashion designers have their shops. I am excited to get some experience working in this industry, even if this job isn't well paid. And who knows, maybe I'll even see someone famous shopping. That would be awesome. Much better than my last summer job selling ice cream at the seaside to little kids.
Item 3.
I'm Abdul. I want to learn more about sustainable agriculture, so instead of getting a pay job this summer, I am volunteering at an organic coffee farm in Brazil. It will be amazing living in another country and learning about the culture. I've even started learning a bit of Portuguese before I go. I think it will be a hard job, but I hope I'll have enough time and energy left after work to go out with the friends I make there and to go sightseeing. I think it will be a lot of fun.
Item 4.
Hi, I'm Fiona. I was really excited when I got this office job for the summer. I thought it would be a great way to learn about a big company. I am really enjoying the work I do, but the problem is with my co-workers. I am so much younger than everyone that works at the company. It is hard to make friends. People hardly talk to me unless they need my help, and they never invite me to do anything with them outside of work. I think it may have been more fun to work at a restaurant or a shop, but at least I'm getting paid well.
Item 5.
Hi, I'm Jason.
When I leave school, I want to be a lifeguard. So during my summer holidays, I volunteer as a surf lifesaver. I started when I was 15, so this will be my third summer. To qualify as a surf lifesaver, you have to learn rescue techniques, resuscitation and first aid. And of course, you have to be good at swimming and surfing. I really love this work. I don't care that I don't get paid for it. It's exciting and you can really make a difference to people's lives. So that's pretty cool. Not many people my age can say that.